Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun, teaching those who will hear, praying for those who cannot. Well, in the category of those who cannot, I list today Son Jong-nam. For Son Jong-nam is awaiting his death in North Korea. What I'm about to read to you is an article that's almost a year old today as I speak. It's from the Mission Network News. I've copied it directly into the blog that you can read or listen to now. But the situation is current. The article is old, but the situation is current. I want you to pray for this brother. His name again, Son Jong-nam. Another way that you can help is suggested as I read through the article. Voice of the Martyrs has launched a worldwide campaign to free Son Jong-nam, a former North Korean army officer awaiting public execution for being a Christian. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says this is an unusual situation. It's actually fairly rare, he says, to have a name and a face about a North Korean prisoner because the country is so closed. Since we did have that specific information in this case, we want to use this to draw attention not only to this case, but to the overall situation for Christians in North Korea. Nam has been behind bars for a year and has been sentenced to public execution as an example to the North Korean people. His brother, Son Jong-hoon, made a public plea Thursday. Again, this is about a year ago, last July, before the National Press Club, Washington, D.C. The Voices and others are joined by U.S. Senator and Republican presidential candidate Sam Brownback, a noted supporter of human rights for North Korean refugees. Brownback sent letters, also signed by Senators Max Baucus and Richard Durbin, Senator Jim Imhoff, and others. Condoleezza Rice, even, UN Secretary at the time, General Ban Ki-moon, asking them to secure Nam's release. Nettleton says they're asking people to write letters and send emails on Son Jong-nam's behalf, which will then be mailed to the North Korean delegation to the UN. Along with those letters, the group is asking the North Korean government to spare Son's life, release him from prison immediately, report on his current status, and deliver the personal letters to Son. According to VOM, Son defected to China in 1998 with his wife, son, and brother. His wife died after arriving there. It was in China that he met a South Korean missionary and became a Christian. Mr. Son continued his religious studies and felt called to be an evangelist in North Korea. However, Son was arrested by Chinese police in 2001, sent back to North Korea, charged and imprisoned with sending missionaries into his native country. He was paroled briefly in 2004 and went to China. When he returned to North Korea in January 2006, he was arrested again and has remained in prison since. While it's an uncomfortable story, it's also a message of hope for the embattled church. Nettleton says the response can let other believers know they haven't been forgotten. He urges people to take Nam and others like him before the Lord. Pray for this prisoner, for Son Jong-nam. Pray for his encouragement. Pray for his health. We know that North Korean jails are not safe places. I think we can also pray that he would have opportunities to share his faith, even while he is in prison. Well, end of quote. I believe that you want to do something now, and the last line in the article tells you what you can do beyond prayer. And that's go to http://www.prisoneralert.com. www.prisoneralert.com. To compose a letter, you can be able to compose it in perfect Korean. You'll see, you go there and it'll show you exactly what to do. A letter of support and a letter of encouragement to some. Would you do that today? Thank you for listening. For a written copy of what I've just said, all you have to do is go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. From the main page, just type in Chosun, C-H-O-S-U-N, or Hackberry at the top, where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on the word weblog on that page. And today, this weblog will come up. If you're doing this on June 25, this weblog will come up. If you're doing this later, you just look a little bit, you'll find the article entitled Son Jong-nam Awaits Death. Also, when you get to that home page, you're going to be able to access a lot of other information about North Korea. If you just look around a little bit, look for the links and look for the weblogs in particular, and you'll find all these things about North Korea. You'll find there also many written and audio Bible teachings that I've done through the years about last things, about the Roman system, about many things. Pray with me that God will have His way in Chosun, in North Korea. But you know, I want us to pray also that God would have His way in our lives, for this nation needs much prayer too, the one that you're living in. God bless you today as you walk with Him.